What?
Gemara Davdalad Amid Beis continues its discussion of the sukkah that's taller than 20. Ha'isa gavoa me'esim amma bana ba'omet shu gavoa esara tfachim yesh bo'er she sukkah sovra abayi l'meim ha'gurasi mechitzta ma'alei rova v'ina mechitzta nekaras v'leka. What's the Gemara talking about? You have your sukkah that's taller than 20 amas, and you have an amud that's gavoa esara tfachim in the middle. Abayi thought that gurasi mechitzta, that means that you have mechitzas for the sukkah. So Rav responds, you need mechitzas sanikaras v'lekum. So the first thing that you notice in the sugya is that the amud is gavoa esara tfachim, it's 10 tfachim tall. The Ritva picks up on this, and he says that it dafka has to be 10 tfachim tall. Why? Because if it weren't 10 tfachim tall, then the din of gurasi mechitzta couldn't be said. The rule of gurasi mechitzta means that neshoch, good, neshoch, asik, raise the mechitzos. Gurasi mechitzta can't be said unless you have mechitzos. If mechitzos are asara tvachim, then you have a din mechitza. So then you can be neshoch, you can draw up those mechitzos higher. But zok there is the perish de bepachos miyud lo ef shalom a gurasi mechitzta. The haleka mechitza lamata miyud v'chein iker. It's obvious that it has to be yud tvachim. Without yud tvachim, you can't say gurasi mechitzta, you can't get started. First, you need a din mechitza, shem mechitza, so for that you need a sar tfachim. Once you have a shem mechitza, then you can be asik the mechitza higher. You can pull them up. So this is what prompts the achronim to say that that's the difference between the itzdaba case and the omid case. The itzdaba case on the omid aleph, the Gemara didn't suggest a good asik mechitza. The Gemara talks about that we say dofen akuma from four directions. Why does the Gemara have to pilpul with dofen akuma? Why don't you just say good asik mechitza? The answer is, Marsha says, others say as well, the Marsha comments that by the Itzvah we're not assuming that it's 10 Tfachim Tul. The Gemara didn't indicate that it's 10 Tfachim Tul. Pashup Shad is it's not. If it's not 10 Tfachim Tul, then the only way to be Machshir the Sukkah on top of the Itzvah is with Dofen Akuma. You can't say Gurasa Mechitza, because you can't say Gurasa unless the Mechitza that you're drawing from is 10 Tfachim. That's the first point that you have to notice in the Sukkah. Yaakov?
I saw the kasha when you asked it the other way. Why don't you try Dofen Akuma and Dav and Biz?
We're going to get to that. That's the second point.
But Kudasik is Machlokas anyway, so Dofen Akuma is more
logical. No, but we could have brought the Machlokas of Ayin Rav on Dalet and Manalef. Right. Why did we wait till Dalet and Biz? Till Omud? Oh, so our Gemara is talking about an Omud that's Gavasar. Machlokas of Ayin Rav, do we say Kudasik Machitzda or not? So the question is, Zalzain, it's gavah asar, right? The omer is 10 tfachim tall. You can say gurasa mechitza. So there's a mokum for the machlokes. Right? There's a mokum for the machlokes. Do you need mechitzas nikaros? Do you not? But why don't we just say dofen akuma and agima? Right? We said we don't use gurasa mechitza in the itzdaba case and dalet amid aleph because you can't. Since it's not 10 tfachim tall, then gurasa mechitza doesn't make any sense. Okay. But why do you need good asik mechitzta over here? Once we have a din of dofen akuma that we've been developing a great land, so just apply it over here too. What's this new halacha that the Gemara needs good asik mechitzta now? Machlokas Abayin Rav, if you say good asik mechitzta, forget the whole thing, just say dofen akuma. So Rashi helps us a little bit. I think we touched on this Rashi already. What does Rashi say? Anyone?
It's far from the walls.
It's far from the walls. It's more than Dalet Amos in the walls. There's a limit to dofen akuma. Bana ba'omer gavah asara says Rashi rochok min defanos harbe. The bo hech shesukah. It's talking about that it's far from the walls. It's more than dalet amos. The rule of dofen akuma only applies within dalet amos. So that's why dofen akuma can't be said over here. So if dofen akuma can't be said, that's the principle that we've been relying on until now. So we got to think up another principle. So that's the Gemara quotes machlokas amarayim. Can you say gurasik mechitz dovi? The Ritz Gaius, quoted by the Rush, argues. He says that it's not because the Amud is far away from the walls, but rather, why can't you say Dofen Akum over here? Rishus Acheres, it's Gavah Asara. For the self same reason that you can say Gurasik, you can't say Dofen Akum. So it's all geboit on the same yourself. It's all built on the same principle. The Amud is Gavah Asara, so you can't say Dofen Akum. But once it's Gavah Asara, then there's a possibility. Maybe you could say Gurasik Mechitza, Bayin Rav Machlokas, whether you can say that, whether you need Mechitza's Nikaras or not. Okay, but that's the whole discussion in the Gemara, that you can't say Dofen Akuma in our sugya, either because it's far away from the wall, or it's Rishus Acheres, it's Gavah Asara. So that's why we have to come on to Gurasi Mechitz in our sugya. But in the previous sugya, we don't talk about Gurasi Mechitz because it's less than 10 Tfachim. So there, Dofen Akuma is the operative principle. Yes?
It sounds like, based on our discussion, we would rather resort to Dofen Akuma than...
Well, because that's what we've been talking about till now. So why, you know, let's... what's the phrase? Conservation of categories. Right? Conservation of principles. Let's not be mechadish new principles if we don't need them.
Then it's not... If Kudos Excel
Akuma then let's finish. Okay, I hear. But since we've been talking about Dofen Akuma till now, so why be mechadish something new if we can if it's just a hemshech? Now we're talking about all the chidushim, right? So if you can add this din of Dofen Akuma, this tzad, there's a din of Dofen Akuma on fourth stadim. So the din of Dofen Akuma by the Amud also. Like why resort to a different halacha if you can use the same halacha? So by the Amud, we're not going to use Dofen Akuma, but rather we're going to use Gurasa Mechitza. What does Gurasa Mechitza mean? So it says Rashi Azor, Gur Asik Mechitzta, Shal Omud, Shemi Bachutz, Gur Asik Mechitzta, draw up, Mishoch, good, Mishoch, Asik, Ha'ale, Hagbiyen, raise the Mechitzas of the Omud, Shemi Bachutz, Soviv, Hagbiyen, Masora, Svivos, Rosho, raise them up 10 above the head of the Omud, Vareyesh Bahen, Gova, Yud, Vachashuva, Suka, Rosho, Dofne Ha'omud, Dofnosea, Al Yide, Gur Asik, Uscha, Shomala, Koshala, good. Since it's not lemaila meyesim on top of the yomitz, everything is great. Because good asim mechitzah tells me, hagbiyim asor asivos rosho, raise up the mechitzah's 10 tefachim. So now you have mechitzah's 10 tefachim around the rosh ha'omud, around the sukkah. So you have mechitzah's for the sukkah. That's how Rashi explains. Rashi's lashon is very interesting. Because the way that he describes good asim mechitzah, he seems to be taking a stand on another issue that we addressed. Can anyone figure out what I'm driving at here in the Rashi? What is Rashi saying? Good asik mechitz, to raise the mechitzos. Raise the mechitzos where? On top of the amud. Where? How far? Asar. Right, raise the asar. Well, of course raise the asar. I need mechitzos asar on top of the amud, right? What could have Rashi said? Elliot? Oh, all the way up. Raise them all the way up. Right? Good asik mechitz, raise them up to the schach. Rabbeinu Avram min Ahar. I noticed in looking at some of the Makoros again, he does say that. Good asik, also mechitza shel omet shem vachut savi begovam klomer anuroim kilu magiim ad hasikuch. We look at it as if the mechitzas are going to the schach. That's not what Rashi said. Rashi says hagbiim asar saviv ha'omet. You get the impression from Rashi that the halach of ein tzrichim liga. Right, the Mishnah Daf Tezayin Amar Aleph says that everyone agrees that Ein Tzrichim Liga, once you have a Mechitza Asara Tfachim, that's enough. They don't have to touch the Schach. So what's that based on? So the Ritva on the Mishnah Daf Tezayin said it's based on Gurasik Mechitza. That once you have Mechitzas of Asara, then we raise them up to the Schach. Avada, the Mechitzas have to touch the Schach. Why do the Mechitzas have to touch the Schach, according to the Ritva? Why? Because we know you need a Tzirah between... Yeah, go ahead, Zach. Well, more than just the eye, right? More than shelter be'er, we know there has to be a tzirah between the schach and the defanos. We know the Mishnah Daf Yedayin says hichekat sikoch min defanos shlosh tefachim psula. That if you separate the sikoch on the side from the dolphin, it's possible. If you can't say lavud, so then we don't assume that there's a tzirah between the schach and the dolphin. If it's, let's say, four tefachim, it's more than if it's three or more, right? Three or more tefachim, so then it's possible. So what you could have said is, just like it's possible in Atzad, if the Sikach is on the side of the dolphin, so too, if the dolphin is way down here, right, it's 10 Tfachim, it's 15 Tfachim, whatever it is, it's enough to be called a Mechitza, but if it's below the Schach, he could have said, it's Rochok min Aschach, it's not Mitzurf to the Schach, and it's possible. So Gurasik Mechitza connects, just like Lovewood can connect the Schach to the dolphin in Atzad, so too Gurasik Mechitza can connect Mishoch, it can draw the mechitza up so that the funnels are connected to the schach. That's the posh of Pshat. Yes? I think so.
So wouldn't Gurasik then be dependent on that?
Okay, but the posh of Pshat is Gurasik. Well, the concept of Gurasik mechitza applies even outside the realm of Sukkah, it applies to Shabbos also. So if Ein Tzrichim Liga is based on Gur Asik Mechitza, then Ein Tzrichim Liga is not a separate halacha l'mashmi Sinai. It's that we have a halacha l'mashmi Sinai of Gur Asik Mechitza, and that allows me to say that as long as I have a mechitza of 10 tefachim, then it's connected to the schach based on good ask mechitz. It's not that ancient religious are new halacha mishmisina.
The way Rashi is just making it seem that
Rashi. The Ritva says that Ein Tzrichim Ligas is based on Good Asa Mechitzta. Came the Ran, right? The Ran, Aruch Lener's Ran, and said that maybe it's not based on Good Asa Mechitzta. Maybe Ein Tzrichim Ligas means precisely what you think it means. It means that Mechitzta of Asarat Vachim is enough. Aye, but it's not Matzurf to the Schach. How does the Ran learn? It's not Matzurf to the Schach. The Chor, the Ran holds that as long as the Dauphin is underneath the Schach, that's called Matzurf. If it's off to the side, it goes up, but it's off to the sides. That's not Matzurf to the Schach. That's a problem. That's a problem. Off to the side. But if the Schach is above it, it's just not touching the Schach, but you see the connection. The Dauphin is right below the Schach. That's connected. That's a structure that's connected. Not that we have to draw the Mechitza up, but no. Ein Tzrichim Ligas. As long as the Mechitza is Asar Tvachim, Genuk, it's enough, that's enough. It doesn't have to be higher than that. It sounds like Rashi is taking more the approach of the Ran than the Ritva. Rashi is saying, Gurasa Mechitza, Hakbim Asara. Once you have Asara Saviv around the Amud, that's enough. It doesn't have to be until the Sikuch. The Diuk from the Lashon of Rashi, that sounds more like the Ran than the Ritva. Yes?
If I'm really saying, though, if you the Ritva, the mechanism in which Ein Tzrichim Ligas works is Gurasik. Would he argue that Rava doesn't have Tzrichim Ligas? Because that's a very submission. Isn't Ein Tzrichim Ligas, everybody holds.
What's the answer? Rava says that Gunasik Mechitza doesn't work where?
You don't have any cards.
Where? What's the case? Amud. Amud.
I mean,
now, good asik mechitza.
You're showing we're expanding that, but it doesn't hold it. So
no, so clearly the Ritva will have to hold. There is a din of good asik by Sukkah, which not everyone holds of. The Ran disagrees, right? That's what prompted the Ran to have his different shot.
Okay.
So clearly the Ritva holds that there is a din of good asik by Sukkah, but he can still work within Rava, because Rava will say by an Amud we can't say good asik mechitza, but by a case where it's not. Okay, what's special about an Amud? Why is the Mechitza Sheein Anikaros going to Rava? What's the answer? Because the Amud is Otum, as we say, right? It's closed in. But if you have an open Mechitza, you have Mechitza with Avir on both sides, so maybe you can say Gurasik Mechitza. That's the Mechitza Anikaros, right? There's airspace on both sides, so then I can say Gurasik Mechitza to the top. Right, so it's not against Rav. Rav is not against the Ritva. Ritva holds the principle of Gurasik Mechitza applies to Sukkah, but by an Amud, perhaps it doesn't apply. Yes?
Is Rav saying that Rashi is saying that you use Gurasik A to move the side of the column up to Asara and then use Gurasik again to...
No. I'm suggesting the following, that Rashi holds that Gurasik Mechitza might work by Sukkah, but Ein Tzrichim Ligas doesn't mean that Gurasik Mechitza draws up the Mechitzas to the schach, because that's not necessary. That's the point. Ein Tzrichim Ligas doesn't mean it draws it all the way up to the schach, because it's not necessary to do that. As long as you have a mechitza of 10 tefachim, the sukkah is kshera. If you have a mechitza of 10 tefachim below the schach, that's sufficient. That's all Rashi is saying. That's the whole diuk. Okay. So these are diukim just in a lushan of Rashi, in the basic sugya. So now we have a machlokas, Abaye and Rava, about the din. Let's try to analyze that. Ba'in Rav have a machlokas ba'in Amud where the good asik mechitza can be said to be machshir the sukkah. You need mechitzas around the Amud because that's where yischach is. Abaye says that we can claim good asik mechitza over here. Rav says you need mechitzas nikaros, and by the Amud the mechitzas and the good asik is a mechitza shein and nikaros is not going to work over here. Yes. Hagbiyim asara. Why does he say asara? He should say hagbiyim v'yehei nechshav shehem ad asikuch. Hagbiyim ad asikuch.
Can you say the problem that Rashi is trying to address is that there are no mechitzos?
He's just trying to create mechitzos. It's lav davka. He could... Rabbeinu Avram mentions ad asikuch. So the fact that another Rishon mentions ad asikuch and Rashi doesn't, so that sort of leads you in a certain direction. But I hear what you're saying, Elliot. It's not muchruch. It's not muchruch, but it's nice. You know, it's like one of these diukim that you like to carry in your back pocket just in case you're waiting online in the calf. You want to talk to the guy in back of you. That's the kind of diuk we say. Yes, Josh.
Doesn't the Ritva hold that good ask isn't worked by Sukkah?
Chas v'sho.
said that yesterday that the Ritva is dry, is that good asik works by Shabbos but doesn't work by Sukkah?
Idea. Very interesting. Okay. Touché. Let's look at the Ritva again. This is, I mean, we were going to get back to it, but if you want to jump the gun, we'll jump the gun and look. Ma she'en ken besukah kid l'kamon. What does that mean? That means that good asik is applied very carefully in the context of sukkah. You can't say the Ritva denies good asik by sukkah entirely because the Ritva on Daf Tezayin says beferish that Eitz Yichon Liga is based on good asik mechitzah. Kid lekamon, he means on Dalet Amid Beis that if the mechitzah is not mikaris, then we're not going to say good asik by sukkah. Right? There are limitations on the din of good asik by sukkah, but it's not that he machtavek with the din of good asik by sukkah and gans. He didn't throw it away entirely. He says it has to be applied very carefully. Maybe by Shabbos it'll apply in a broader sense, but by Sukkah it applies in a more limited sense. That's l'chor the right of it. Okay. What do we have? Abaye and Rava argue whether good asik mechitzah can apply by the Omid. Abaye says yes, and Rava says it's not a mechitzah and he cares, so therefore it's not going to apply. What does Rava mean? What does Rava mean? I mean, this is basically getting to Josh's point, right? Just we're going to get to it in a different direction. What does Rava mean? Ve'ina mechitzas nikaras v'lekam. What are the two possibilities of what Rava could mean? Did you figure out the two possibilities? Tim.
Either we don't say good asik by sukkah at all, or...
By an omud, let's say.
Okay, by this case at all. Or we would say it if the mechitzas were more nicker, but they're not nicker enough, so we're not going to invoke it.
Okay, better, more, I want something more. Right? So the first pshat is that Rav is saying a special din in sukkah, that the good asik mechitzah doesn't work by an omud in sukkah, it's not a mechitzah in ikera, so therefore it's not going to work by sukkah. What's the second pshat that you could say in Rav? Is this a sukkah din, or is it something else? What do you think? Maybe this is a din kloli? Not a din in sukkah, but maybe it's a din kloli? Let's see what the Rishonim say about Rav. The Ran of the Beis Amid Aleph in Daf Yarif writes as follows: The Gassinon Suba Gemara is the Gavur Mechaf Amal Bana Baamal Gavur Asari quotes the Gemara Savra by Lameima Amalei Rava Perish. The Afal Gav LeGabe Shabbos Arminu Good Asik Lo Armin and Hachi LeGabe Sukkah the Beinu BaMechitzas Anikaras KeEndira. Avogad the Gabi Shabbos Amin Agur Asik Lo Amin Anochi the Gabi Sukkah the Binyan B'Mechitzas Anikaras Ke'Endira. It's not 100% clear from the Ran. You get somewhat of an impression that he means that we say Good Asik Mechitzas by Shabbos, but not by Sukkah. Emes is the Ran is not saying that we say Good Asik Mechitzas by Shabbos and not by Sukkah B'Chlal. He's saying that by an Omud we're not going to say Good Asik Mechitzas by Sukkah. By an omud, we're not going to say good asik mechitzah by sukkah, because sukkah needs mechitzos hanikaros ke'endira. That requirement is a requirement in sukkah, not in Shabbos. Would we say good asik mechitzah by an omud in Shabbos according to the Ran? By an omud, not by a regular mechitzah that has avir on both sides. By an omud that's otum, that's closed up. Would we say good asik mechitzah by an omud in Shabbos? Chari, yes. Because his whole point is that you need mechitzos nikaros ke'endira. Dira sounds like a sukkah dikadin. Dira sarai, dira keva, a sukkah dikadin. So the problem with the omud is that it's not a mechitza hanikeres. That's a deficiency in sukkah. So you can't say good asik mechitza by an omud in sukkah. But could you say good asik mechitza by an omud in Shabbos? According to the Ran, you can. The Ritva echoes a similar sentiment. Ritva says, that's the Ritva that Josh invoked, trying to answer the chilik between Shabbos and Sukkah by the chakak, right? By Sukkah we need, right? There's a limit of gimel tfachim, of less than gimel tfachim between the chakak and the kosa. By Shabbos we don't find such a limitation. So comes the mitzvah and says, there's a difference. The halacha of sukkah shemitzvahs b'defanos b'inam b'chusam mishlosha k'deshiu defanos hasukkah niros k'shela. By sukkah, there's the requirement that the defanos should be niros k'shela. They should look like they're part of the sukkah. But by Shabbos, as long as they're mukav machitzas, that's sufficient. How do I know that, says the Ritva? Kidla kamon. There's a din of gurasik machitzas. The gurasik applies by Shabbos, but not by sukkah. Dos meint, Josh, that by an omud, we can't say gurasik machitzas by sukkah, lefi rava, you need machitzas nikaros. But by Shabbos, we can say gurasik machitzas, even by an omud. Because you don't need machitzas nikaros. What does it mean, machitzas nikaros? The machitzas don't have to be niros kishalah. By sukkah, they have to be niros kishela. What does it mean that they have to be niros kishela? We spent a lot of time describing this last time. Right? Yeah, they must be niros kishela. That does mean that the mechitzos have to be connected to the schach. There has to be a tziruf between mechitza and schach. The only way that there's a connection between the mechitza and the schach is if the parts of the mechitza are connected to each other. And if the mechitza is nikar. If the mechitza is not nikkur, then we don't see that connection between mechitza and schach. So that's the problem. If you have three tvachim or more between the chakak and the kosel, so then the parts of the mechitza are not connected to each other. So then, weiter, the mechitza doesn't look like it's connected to the schach. It's not niros kishala. It doesn't look like it's connected to the binyan hasukkah. That's why it's pasul zakuridva. Gurasik mechitza. Gurasik mechitza. Imaginary mechitzos. Imaginary mechitzos. They're coming from nowhere. The amud is atum. We don't see the mechitzas of the amud. Now you're going to say gurasik mechitza and imaginary mechitza she'en and ikaris from the amud. We don't see that the mechitzas are niros kishala. They don't look like they're part of the sukkah because it's just imaginary. If the gurasik mechitza is coming from a mechitza with avir on both sides, ein tzrichim liga, so then it does look like they're part of the sukkah. It looks, it's niros kishala. Why? Why is it niros kishala? Because the mechitza is right below the schach. The mechitza is right below the schach, and we see this mechitza, it's nikar as a mechitza, so the gunasik mechitza, even if it's imaginary, that's okay, zok the Ritva later on. But by the amud, it's a mechitza she'ena nikaris, it's not niros kishala, because we don't see the mechitzas of the amud when we're on top of the amud, we don't see them. It's otum below, it's closed up, so we don't see them. So it's not niros kishala, it's just imaginary. If it's not near as kishala, then there's no tziruf between the mechitza and the schach. That's possible. The Ritva and the Ran seem to be saying similar ideas. Similar, but not the same. They're both saying that pshat in Rava is that gurasik mechitza doesn't work by an amud in sukkah. It works, b'chora, even by an amud in Shabbos. But by sukkah it doesn't. That's what they're saying. That Rav is saying a special halacha in sukkah. Not that gurasik mechitzta is not said in Shabbos, right? Gurasik mechitzta by an omud. No, you could say gurasik mechitzta on an omud in Shabbos. Because by Shabbos, you don't need that it's nearest kishalah, you don't need mechitzas kandira. These requirements are dinim in sukkah, they're not requirements in Shabbos. So therefore, by Shabbos, Gurasa Mechitza can be said even by an Amud. But by Sukkah, you're not going to be able to say Gurasa Mechitza by an Amud. That's what Rava is responding. But the Ran and the Ritva are not exactly the same. They're saying something a little different. According to the Ran, the problem here is that the Gurasa Mechitza by an Amud is a Mechitza She'ena Nikeres Ke'en Dira. What does that mean, Nikeres Ke'en Dira? It's recognizable Ke'en Dira. What are walls of a Dira normally? Solid, right? They're so same. They close off. Right? You have holy walls. What, you're going to have like just sticks or strings around? That's the way people make their houses? I don't know, maybe in the five towns they make that. I don't know, by us they don't. We have walls. So same. Right? Ke'en dira normally means that there's a steamer, there's a tsnius, there's a steamer. Right? The wall is so same, the area. Comes to Rav and says, "Gurasik mechitza by an amud." What? On top of the amud is nothing but imaginary wall. That's not ke'endira. That's not nikeres ke'endira because it's open space. It's an imaginary halachic wall that doesn't work by sukkah. Comes the Ritva and says, "No, you don't even need such a svar. Just say pashut. The gurasik mechitza on top of the amud is not nikar." That the mechitza is part of the sukkah. It's not niros kishalah. the dolphin is not nira kishel asuka. It's not a problem of that it's not nikaras kandira, that it's not a steamer. It's not closing off the area. It's not niros kishela. It doesn't look like it's part of the bin. It's not mitzuruf to the sach. That's the problem, zok the Ritva. There's a nuance or difference between the Ritva and the Ran. Is the key that it has to be nikaras kandira, or the fact that it has to be niros kishela sukkah? It has to be part of the bin. It has to be mitzuruf to the bin. But the tzara shalah between both of them is that they're saying that kunasik mechitzah, even if it applies to an amud on Shabbos, but it doesn't apply to an amud on Sukkah, because there's something missing. The mechitzah is not nikaras, and there's something missing, and that's why it doesn't apply by Sukkah. Zach?
What would the Ran say with regards to amud?
Gevaldik! I'm going to get to it in a second. Excellent. Hold. Yes.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
Oh.
Yesterday we said that
Toshos... Shnei Nevi'im Esnabim
Mentioning Toshos, the Avon God, yes, the next kasha. Well, then what about Tosfos? Based on this, you saw the Ritva.
Which Tosfos?
I'm not sure.
Afal Gav? Which?
It's Afal Gav, and what about Dovna Kuma, which is four amos away?
Tosfos in Shabbos.
In Shabbos?
No.
Sukkah, help me! Say something, Akiva.
We were talking about Lovud, and then they say, oh, only Lovud is close enough that it's nearest Kishala. And then Tosa says, Galva God, what about Dovna Kuma, which is four amos?
I don't know, if you lived a couple of hundred years ago, you could have been one of the Bali Tosas. I don't see this Tosas on
Shabbos.
On Shabbos Dav Zayin? Oh, okay. Oh, the end of Shabbos. No, the end of Shabbos Tosas is just invoking the Shaka V'tayr of Al-Gemar and Dalet Amid Beis.
Okay, so I guess it reminds me of it. The Ripa says it needs to be nearest Kishalot. And in this case, since we can't say good Osset because the walls aren't Kishla of your Sukkah.
Right.
So we could ask the same question, then how does Dolphin Akuma...
No, but because by Dolphin Akuma, the dolphin... Okay, let's say the simple pshat that it's being bent. It's bent through the Schach.
But it's not physically being bent.
But so what?
So
but
really
if the whole problem is Tziruf, everything's Mitzuruf Yachad. Right? Everything's Mitzuruf Yachad. You got your... You got your wall, you got your schach. The problem is this is schach puzzle, right?
So it's
but it's there, so it's bending through. There's no hefsik.
Your wall is not touching your sukkah.
Your wall is not touching your sukkah. You better believe it is. It's
but
touching.
It's not.
It's my wall. It's not
nearest
kishalah. Does it look like a different structure? It looks like one structure here.
But also, it also looks like one
structure. Yeah, it looks like it. Where's the wall?
The
Where's the wall, pray tell? Where's the wall? You show me wall. Hey, come up. You show me wall. No, that's not what you said.
If you draw in the middle,
draw the Amud in the middle. Okay.
Yeah, just like the Amud there.
Yeah.
Just like in the case by Dovna Kuma, there is no, just above you, there's no wall. Where you need there to be a wall, there's no wall.
What does that say? Imaginary. Good asak is not there. It's not there. We are creating a mechitza in our minds. There's a halachic concept.
But
the substance is there. Everything is there. There's chach puzzle. But the substance
bend,
is there.
Imagine a bending. You could imagine an extension.
But there's substance.
The
there's something
there.
Yesh shama mashu. Yaakov. I give up. I don't know. I hear the tine. I disagree. What am I supposed to say? Yaakov.
Earlier when I asked the Ritva, the Ran and Ritva, even though we're grouping together here, we've already established the Ran does not apply Gurasik to, we said this last week, does not apply Gurasik by Sukkah. At least he says the Rif says that, and we said
right.
It in the second,
right.
But the Ran doesn't hold that way.
Right.
So however you want to slice it here, it doesn't say that much. It can't be specific to the Umbud. He doesn't see Gurasik at all by Sukkah. The Rif was the opposite.
That's
also
a good point.
Also
that is a good point. That is a good point. I'm sorry, Sam. Yeah.
The next round by Asfas Lagag, he also says that. He also says like that we're not invoking
Gurasik. So the name of a Gurasik, the maskin, and that people are Asfas Lagag Psula. Right. So the round is saying there is no din of Gurasik by Sukkah. You talk it right. It's a little different than the Ritva. He's saying it's something special to Sukkah, but not to an Omud, but to Gurasik in general. Right. The Ran seems to be saying there is no din of good asik by Sukkah at all. The Ritva is saying there might be a din of good asik by Sukkah. We know that he holds as a din of good asik by Sukkah because the halach of Ein Tzrichim Liga, the Ritva explains, is based on good asik. But by an Amud, the Ritva says, according to Rava, it's a mechitza she'en and ikeres, so we're not going to apply godasik. Right. That's actually better. It's fine-tuned a little bit better. Right. So why doesn't the Ritva, let's get back to Zach's kasha, why doesn't the Ritva say what the Ran said, that it's not it's mechitza she'en and ikeres ke'en dira? And why doesn't he say that? So one answer might be is that the Ritva says, you see that we apply halacha l'moshe misina principles even if you're not going to, even if there isn't going to be a stima shel mamish here, right? Love it applies to mechitzas of sukkah. So if you hold it, you need mechitza nikeres ke'endira, which we're interpreting to mean that the mechitzas have to close off the area. It has to be a stima. Who says you need a stima by sukkah? If love it applies to sukkah, then that shows you that halachic principles of mechitzas can apply even if they're not actually so same the mechitza physically. So that's why the Ritva holds a different shot. Not that you need mechitza sanikaras kandira, but rather mechitza she'ena nikaras means if it's not near as kishala. Right? That's his response. The Ritva says, from love would you see that nikaras kandira is not necessary. And of course the Ran will respond to that by saying what? Lovud l'chud, but gurasik l'chud. Gurasik means you're taking a whole ten tfachim, a whole mechitza, and it doesn't exist at all. Lovud is only less than three tfachim. It's only part of the mechitza. Right? You can have multiple sticks. There is a little bit of a stima. There's a little bit of a stima there. There's a little bit of a stima. Right? It's not the same. Gurasik, there's nothing there. The whole thing is imaginary. That's not ka'endira, says the Ran. The whole thing is imaginary, and it's not ke'endira. So then we say, gunasi doesn't apply to sukkah. That's not ke'endira. But love, it's okay. So that's a discussion in the detail. What does it mean, nikeres ke'endira? Does it have to be sosum legamri b'mitzius? Or do we say no? Even if it's not sosum legamri, a little bit open is okay. Love, it is okay. That is nikeres ke'endira. Gunasik is not nikeres ke'endira. Okay, that's the machlokas, the Ran and the Ritva. But with the further fine-tuning that we did, that according to the Ran, it seems like he's saying Gurasik doesn't apply to sukkah at all. Right? And the Ritva says that it doesn't apply to sukkah at all, let's back up, because it's a mechitza she'en and ikeres ke'endira. So period, it doesn't apply bechalal. Not by an oma, not in other cases as well. The din of ein tzrichim liga, it has to be explained differently. As opposed to the Ritva, who says, no, Gurasik mechitza doesn't apply by sukkah legabe omud. He doesn't say that it doesn't apply at all. It does apply by ein tzrichim liga, but it doesn't apply by an omud. And that's Rava's tain over here, that it's a mechitza she'ena nikeres, it's not near as kishala, because it's an omud, right? So you don't really see the mechitza as being part of the structure, so that's why it's possible for sukkah. Eitan.
You also saw a place where the Ritva holds of Gurasik, is by the Mishnah of Hamashal Shal Defanos.
That's what I keep on saying. Right. That is so the Ritva. Ain't Tzrichim Liga.
But the Ran over there, so he uses like this like lashon that I think is referring to Gurasik. He says that.
That's good. That's great. The Ran holds that ain't.
No,
I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead. What is the Ran saying?
So the Ran says in the case of Milamata Lamala, where the Ritva says we say Gurasik.
Yeah.
So the Ran says Sheisol Laro Be'erev Samoch Lekarga Umagdia V'Holi.
Magviyah Holich means you're raising the mechitza.
Right.
Not that we're using gurasik. You need your Magviyah V'Holich until 10 tochen.
Right, but didn't we start at 8 yud tochen though? So how are we...
Where's the Ran? Tell me. The riff. Where in Tazir?
Chesam
Abayis. Is not in a riff? Not in my version. Okay. Chesam Abayis?
Yeah.
Okay. Shalshu defanas melamal lamata and kol shekom lamal lamata and kari shilshon lamata lamal and sheischa lerov be'erev shesi be'erev samach lekarko magbir v'holeich kevin shigbiya yud k'sheira kevin shigbiya yud k'sheira afilu ein magias laschach. It's perfect.
So what is,
because once you arrive at 10 tefachim, you have a full machitza, even though they don't reach the schach, it's kasha because ain't tzrichim liga.
What is he be of a holy, you know? Because didn't we say that
from the ground until 10 tefachim?
So how we get there? Didn't we say that in the case of the Mishnah is only when we stop the Gimel tefachim?
No, the Mishnah is saying what happens if you come from top to bottom and you stop at Gimel tefachim, but from bottom to top, we're saying from the floor, you're going up. from the floor you're going up until you get to 10 tefachim. There, l'kuleyama, that's kasha.
So the Ron's saying that, so we understand like we have a whole thing like a physical...
Physical structure, physical, yeah, I think so. Okay, this is one approach to Rava. The Rava is saying a din in sukkah. Maybe a din in sukkah specifically to Amud, or a general din in sukkah. That by sukkah we don't say good asim mechitzta bichlal, not just by an Amud, but in general, we're never going to say good asim mechitzta by sukkah. But it's limited to sukkah. Bein lefi the Rav, bein lefi the Ritva, Rava's klal is limited to sukkah. Comes the Rambam, and he seems to explain Rava differently. Very important to know what we say within Rava, because we're going to paskin like Rava. Machlokas Abayin and Rava, generally we paskin like Rava. So here we're going to paskin like Rava. So according to the Ran and the Ritva, what emerges is that Rava holds you don't say Gadasa Mechitzta by sukkah, or you don't say Gadasa Mechitzta by an Omud by sukkah. That's what he's saying. Comes the Rambam. In Hilcha Sukkah Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Dalet, the Rambam writes like this: Bana Itzdiba, Bana Ba'Omud at the end of the Halacha. Bana Ba'Omud V'Yesh Bo'Hech Shesukah Psula She'Ein Elu Mechitzos Hanikaros V'Nimtza Al Gav Ha'Omud Schach Kasha Below Defonis. The Rambam says, why does it not work? Why does the Omud not work? She'Ein Elu Mechitzos Hanikaros. That's Rava, right? He's invoking Rava's Svar. Mechitzas on top of the Amud, not mechitzas on Ikaros. V'nimtza al gav ha'amud schach kosher below the funnis. It turns out that you have schach kosher on top of the Amud without the funnis. What's remarkable about the Rambam? What does he not say? He doesn't say that these mechitzos, these defunos, don't work for sukkah because there's some deficiency to them. The defunos don't work for sukkah because they're not nikaros, they're not niros kishalah. They're not nikaros kandir. He doesn't say that. He says, "Ein elu mechitzos hanikaros v'nimtza al gav ha'amud schach kosher below the funnis." There are no. It's as if there are no defunos on top of the amud. There are no defunos on top of the amud. Bana ba'amud v'yesh bo hechshe sukkam psula she'ein elu mechitzos hanikaros. What are not mechitzos hanikaros? What's he referring to? The mechitzos of the amud are not nikaros. So because the mechitzas of the Amud are not nikaros, nimtzal gava Amud schach kosher below the funnis. Since the Amud is otum, it's closed inside, so the mechitzas of the Amud are not nikaros, nimtzal, turns out that on top of the Amud is schach kosher below the funnis. Why does he say it's schach kosher below the funnis? No, there are the funnis, it's just these defunos are halachic defunos which are not nikaros. Just like the mechitzas of the Amud are not nikaros because it's otum, so too. The gurasik mechitzta mechitzos are not nikaros, and that's why it doesn't work. It's not nikaros kandira, it's not niros kishalah. The Rambam doesn't say that. From the Rambam, you get the impression that according to Rava, the reason why the Amud doesn't work is because there are no mechitzos on top of the Amud. Gurasik mechitzta doesn't work by an Amud. That's what Rava is saying. Ve'ina mechitzos nikaros veleka. To say gurasik mechitzta, you need mechitzos nikaros where? On the bottom! Right? To extend mechitzos, you can only extend mechitzos from mechitzos hanikaros. That's Rava's chiddush. Not that there's some special halacha by sukkah. No, it's a din klali, even lagabi mechitzos Shabbos. That to say good asik mechitza, to extend the mechitza from an existing mechitza, the existing mechitza has to be nikaros. But by an amud, since the existing mechitzos of the amud are mechitzos shein nikaros, you can't say good asik mechitza from there. Dr. Rambam, and that's why it doesn't work for sukkah, because it turns out there are no defunas on top of the sukkah. There are no defunas on top of the omud. There are no defunas bechlal. Not that they are defunas, but for some reason there's some deficiency for sukkah. No. It's as if there are no defunas on top of the omud bechlal, and that's why it can't work for sukkah. That's how the Rambam is learning. Not like the Ritva and the Ran, that there's some special halacha for sukkah that Rav is invoking. The mechitzah she'ein anikaros don't work for sukkah for some reason, either in general by sukkah or by an omud in sukkah, they're not going to work. No, it's a din klali. That, of course, is a din of gurasik mechitzah, that's halacha mishmisina. But gurasik mechitzah does not work by an omud. It works if you have a mechitzah nikaros. If you have a mechitzah that has avra on both sides, then you can say gurasik mechitzah from that mechitzah further up. But if you have an omud which is otum, which is not a mechitza anikaras, there's no avir inside of it. You can't say ganasim mechitza. Not only by sukkah, but even by Shabbos. So that's why it doesn't work by sukkah, because it turns out that there is no mechitza. There's no physical mechitza. There's no imaginary mechitza on top of the amud. because you can't say gerasa mechitzta from an omer. That's how the Rambam seems to be learning. Reb Chaim in the Sefer explains the Rambam this way. Reb Chaim in Hilchos Sukkah in Halacha Yud Aleph, he explains the Rambam this way in this Halacha. And that's what the Meiri says as well. It's not just the Rambam, the Meiri also echoes a similar sentiment. Meiri says, Haysa Gavoa, Me'esim Amu, Banaba Omer Gavoa Asara. Oh, there's more than Dalarama, so more from the sides to the Amud, so you can't see Dalarama Kuma. Avzu Psula. You have an Amud, Gava Asara, that's also possible. Fe'einom im hol v'amud ze Gava Asara, hare arba ruchosav mechitzos, hem v'nachshir sa Amud midin gunasik mechitzos ad haschach. Don't tell me that, what, that since you have the Amud, that's Gava Asara, we should say gunasik mechitzos. Ad haschach, like Rabbeinu Avram in Ahar, right? Ad haschach against the Russian. It's a major machlok is going on over here. The Yukim in Yusha, right? He's saying, don't tell me gerasa mechitzta until the schach. Until the schach, not just asara tvachim, but until the schach. He says you can't say any gerasa mechitzta, not asara tvachim, not until the schach. Doesn't work. Why? She'enom gerasik ela b'mechitzos hanikaros. You can only say gerasik by mechitzos hanikaros. Is he saying a din in sukkah? Doesn't sound like it. He's saying gerasik can't be said if the mechitzos are not nikaros, the mechitzos of the omer are not nikaros, then you can't say gerasik. It's not a din in sukkah that it's not nikaros ke'endira, it's not niros kishalah, nothing like that. Gerasik mechitzos is not said by an omer. The Meiri is saying a general yesod. Rabbeinu Avram in Ahar also take such an approach. The ina mechitzos hanikaros klamar ki amina good asik hani mila b'mechitzos hanikaros klamar sheyesh lam toch. The mechitza has to have a toch, has to have an inside. Avod mechitzos shal omud, mechitzos shal omud ein lam toch. Chilkach lav nikaros ninhu v'lar mina b'mechitzos kedi ki hani good asik. These mechitzos kedi, these mechitzos of nothing. These are not significant mechitzos. We don't say good asik mechitza by such a mechitza. This is a general halacha by an omer, not just a din in sukkah. Not just a din in sukkah. Either way, you explain sukkah. A din klali that you don't say gerasik by sukkah at all, or by an omer you can't say gerasik. No! It's not a din in sukkah bichlal. It's a din in Shabbos. It's a din in general. The gerasik mechitza can only be said by a mechitza hanikeres, and mechitzas of an omer, since there's no toch, it's not nikeres, you can't say gerasik mechitza from an omer. A nafkamina not only for sukkah, but even for Shabbos it would appear. Right? Even for Shabbos. Right? By an omer, you can't say gerasik mechitzta. So, by an omer, even on Shabbos, we don't treat it as though there are mechitzas all around the omer. It's not just a halach in sukkah, but it's a halach in Shabbos as well. It's the Rabbeinu Avram, it's the Meiri, and it would appear that that's the Ranam Sheet as well, against the Ritva and the Ran. Yes?
The last couple lines of the Meiri make it seem... few people in Seder were suggesting already, the last couple lines don't fit with that.
It fits everything. Everything fits beautifully. Okay. The Meiri says one thing. We have to get to the last line, but we're just developing slowly.
Okay, so we're pretending those last line...
We're not pretending anything. We're going to develop slowly, and we're going to get to that line right now. Okay. The kasha is the kasha that the Meiri is. The way I'm presenting it, you sort of get the impression that Rishus HaYochid... Shesayachid requires mechitzas around it, but if you have an omud, since you don't say gudasa mechitzta lefi Rabbeinu Avram and the Meiri and the Rambam, even Linyan Shabbos, so it's not a Rishus Hayochid, right? On top of the omud is not a Rishus Hayochid. You get the impression. It's not just a din in sukkah, it's not a Rishus Hayochid Linyan Shabbos either. But that push can't be. Can't be, because the Gemara say time and time again that a tail is a Rishus Hayochid. If you have a mound, tail is a Rishus Hayochid. Right, the Gemara in Shabbos and Avkuf says, Tel HaMislake Asara Tzvachim Mitoch Dalad Amis is a Rishus Hayochid. What does that mean? It means that it gets to a height of 10 Tzvachim. It gets to a height of 10 Tzvachim within Dalad Amis. Right, Dalad Amis of walking. Right, Dalad Amis is how many Tzvachim? 6 times 4, 24. 24 tefachim. So it gets to a height of 10 within 24 tefachim. If you have like a mound that's it's a very slow incline. Let's say it's 30 tefachim, right? So that's not a rishus hayachid. Even though it got to a height of 10 ultimately, gets to a height of 10, but if it's in a slow climb, so that's not enough. But if it's a steeper climb, that within Dalad Amis, Rishus HaYachid generally only has to be Dalad Tfachim by Dalad Tfachim. But that's if you have a Rishus HaYachid, a regular Rishus HaYachid. Let's say you have a Makom with Mechitzas Asara around it. A Makom of Dalad Tfachim by Dalad Tfachim. So this could be 4 Tfachim by 4 Tfachim. The height is 10 Tfachim. That's a Rishus HaYachid. It's surrounded by Mechitzas. The tail is a little complicated because it's not a regular machitza, it's that it gets to a height of 10. So it has 10 tfachim. There is dalad al dalad tfachim on top over here. You have dalad al dalad tfachim on top over here. But the question is, what's the incline? If the incline is not as steep as dalad amis until 10 tfachim, so then that tail is not Rishus HaYachid. But a tail could be Rishus HaYachid. And Amud is also Rishus HaYachid. So Frakta Meiri, Yesh Shalim, on what I just said, if you tell me that Gurasik Mechitza doesn't apply by an Amud, not only Linyan Sukkah, but even Linyan Shabbos, so then how can the Amud be a Rishus HaYochid, Linyan Shabbos? Yesh Shalim B'Shmuz Dumi Masham B'Sech HaShabbos Shem Zarek Evan Al Tel Gavu Asara B'Shabbos Chayim Yesh Rishus HaYochid. You throw from a Rishus HaRabim onto the tail, Yichayiv Chatas, because it's a Rishus HaYochid. Alma lo be'ina mechitzas nikaros. From that you see, you don't need mechitzas nikaros. Because if not, where are the mechitzas coming from? The mechitzas on top of the amud, where are they coming from? Lechora, from good asik mechitzah. Without good asik mechitzah, how can it be a Rishus HaYochid on top of the amud? Says the Meiris, no kasha, don't worry. The einzu shela, this is nothing. Why? Shebezu, iya tatzorech bo le good asik, atche titzorech bo le mechitzas nikaros. You don't need good asik mechitzah on top of the amud to call it a Rishus HaYochid. She'ein hatam ela mimnei shekol shegavo asar v'rachav arba eino tashmi shel b'nei rishus harabim v'dino ki rishus hayachid af b'lo mechitzas. Why is it a rishus hayachid on top of the amud? Not because you have mechitzos asar atvachim, but rather why? It's not a tashmi shel b'nei rishus harabim. It's muvdal from rishus harabim. Anu geda. Rishus hayachid doesn't have to be a makom that has mechitzos of 10 tvachim surrounding it. Even if it's muvdal, 10 tfachim from Rishus HaRabim, so it's not a tashmish for B'nai Rishus HaRabim, that's also Rishus HaYochid. It has to be muvdal from the Rishus HaRabim, 10 tfachim. So having a mechitza of 10 tfachim, that's the simplest way of being mavdlid from the Rishus HaRabim. It doesn't have to be like that. Even if you don't have a mechitza asara tfachim, it can still be muvdal asara tfachim from the Rishus HaRabim. Like by an omur, or by a tail. What makes that Rishus HaYochid is not good as a mechitza, because the Meiri just finished saying that it's not mechitzas nikaros, we can't say good asik mechitzas on top of the yomim. Right, so Rishus HaYochid is that it's muvdal 10 tfachim from the Rishus HaRabim. And that's enough, apparently. It's a new sug Rishus HaYochid. There's one sug Rishus HaYochid where you have mechitzas surrounding it, another sug Rishus HaYochid where it's muvdal 10 tfachim from the Rishus HaRabim. It's a briska Meiri. Tzvei dinim. Rishus HaYochid has tzvei dinim. Either 10 tfachim, a wall of 10 tfachim surrounding it, or that it's muvdal from the Rishus HaRabim, so that can work for Shabbos. Afal b'sukkah lemechitzas anutzuichim imken adavet tzarech lemechitzas nikaros. But sukkah, that's not going to work for sukkah. Being muvdal from the area surrounding it, that's not enough. By sukkah, you need mechitzos. That's why if you're not going to say gadasik on top of the amud, then it's not going to work for sukkah. Yaakov, does that answer your question?
He has this lashon of like, you know, I don't have it from here now. Eino dofan, like he says.
I just read it to you. Eino dofen?
Last couple.
Enjoy.
It's a lot of pressure right now. About the similar
right? And there's no good asik on top of the omen, and that's why it's not going to work. But Rishus HaYochid doesn't have to be defined by mechitzas, as long as it moved up from the Rishus HaRabim, 10 tfachim. If the 10 tfachim of the amud are mavdil, the makom on top of the amud from the Rishus HaRabim, it's called the Rishus HaYochid. Even on mechitzas, below mechitzas, it's Rishus HaYochid below mechitzas. There are no mechitzas on top of the amud. It's Rishus HaYochid anyway, because it's muvdal from the Rishus HaRabim.
Those ones make it sound like it's a chiluk between Shabbos and Sukkah, not like amud specific.
No, there's no chilek between Shabbos and Sukkah in terms of defining whether the Omer has mechitzos around it. The question is, do I need mechitzos for Shabbos and Sukkah? That's the question. So his vart is that to define something as a Rosh Hashayachid, I don't need mechitzos. As long as it's moved off from the Rosh Hashayachid, that's enough. Kol shagavo asara v'rochav arba eno tashu shal b'nei Rosh Hashayachid. The dino kirshas hayachid af below mechitzas. That's a collector's item, the eerie. Dino kirshas hayachid below mechitzas. Without mechitzas, he said it, black and white. Without mechitzas, it's still rishas hayachid. But sukkah without mechitzas, that's not possible. Sukkah needs mechitzas. If on top of the amud, you can't say good asik mechitzas, there are no mechitzas there, that's not going to work for sukkah.
So it is a sukkah then. Like, at the end, it sounds like it's a sukkah then. Minim mechitza by sukkah. There's a din. I guess it's a din for both. The way it just sounds like the way Rebbe was camping that the Rambam Iri, that package was not a din in sukkah, but it sounds like it's a din in sukkah.
Yes and no. What you're trying to say is, according to the Meiri, it seems like on top of the Amud is still a Rosh Hashayachid. So like, we didn't change anything. It's still a sukkah halacha, right? Right? On top of the Amud is a Rosh Hashayachid. Even if we don't say good asa mechitza, I just meant to say that. It's not just a sukkah halacha because according to the Meiri, you're not going to say good asik mechitzta even le'inyan Shabbos on top of the Yom. It can be rishus hayochid, but good asik mechitzta is not going to be said le'inyan Shabbos. So you would say the whole thing is semantics, right? You're basically saying it's a sukkah din.
No, you're saying there's a din for both.
No, I'll show you this. It's really a din even le'inyan Shabbos. Daka is an afkamina l'mais. I first have to show you that the Gemaras are not against the Shita. The Gemaras in Shabbos say that it's a Rosh Hashayachid on top of the Amud, on top of the tail. That you can't deny. So if you're not going to say good asik mechitz on top of the Amud, where's the Rosh Hashayachid coming from? Comes the Meiri and says it's a Rosh Hashayachid without mechitzes. Step one. But let me give you another case. What do you think about the following case? Let's say you have an Amud. And you stick a pole. A very thin pole on top of the Amud. The Amud's Gavah Asara. I wish I had a marker that actually worked. It's ridiculous. Okay, we'll just have to do our best. You have an Amud in the Rishus Arabim. It's Gavah Asara, but you stick a pole on top of the Amud. Stick a pole on top. Yaakov, can you find me a marker somewhere in the office? I think you'll figure it out. You stick a pole. You stick an imaginary pole here. You can't even draw it. Right? There's a pole there. Now, let's say you even have a little basket on top of it. It's not Dawud al Dawud. You throw from Rosh Hashanah, you throw an Evan. You have very good aim. Right? He's a major league pitcher here. You throw an Evan onto here. From the Rosh Hasharabim onto the Koneh, on top into the Trasko, on top of the Koneh, on top of the Amud. What's the dinner? Chayev Chata Sona. Chayev Chata Sona. What do you say, Sam? What do you think? I think it should depend on the Shayim. Why is it Rosh Hashayachid on top of the? Thank you very much. Why is it Rosh Hashayachid on top of the? Why is it Rosh Hashayachid on top of the Amud? The Iri says it's Rosh Hashayachid without mechitzas. Right? It's a Rosh Hashayachid without mechitzas. Because you can't say Gerasik mechitzas here. It's not a mechitzas in your carrots. You can't say Gerasik mechitzas. So he says it's a Rosh Hashayachid without mechitzas. Where is it a Rosh Hashayachid? Rosh Hashayachid over here. Is it Rosh Hashayachid over there? That's Avir Rosh Hashayachid. But is Avir Rosh Hashayachid dino ki Rosh Hashayachid? What's the din, let's say, if I have a regular Rosh Hashayachid? On the ground, let's get back down to the ground. Right? I have ground over here, and I have walls, 10 tefachim tall. And let's say I do exactly the same thing. Noatz kone, ugrosho trasko, vizarek v'nachal gabov. What's the din? The Gemara in Shabbos says that Yechayev Chatas today. That's a Gemara. You know that Gemara. Why are you chayav chatas for that? It's not a Rosh Hashayachid. The Rosh Hashayachid is on the floor. How can I be chayav chatas for that? What's the answer? The Gemara Daf Zayin Amar Aleph in Shabbos says, "No, it's kana b'Rosh Hashayachid v'zarav v'nachal gabav. V'afilu gavah mea amachayev. And the Gemara tells you why. Because the rule is, once you have Rishus HaYachid, we treat it as though it goes up to the sky. It goes up as far as it can possibly go up. You have Rishus HaYachid toward the ground, it's Ola Adla Rakia, we treat it as though it's Rishus HaYachid in the sky too. So as long as it's Munach, I need a Hanocha. I have an Akira from the Rishus HaRabim, a Hanocha in the Rishus HaYachid, so I'm Chayif. Since the Rishus HaYachid is Ola, so then we treat it as though it's a Rishus HaYachid up there as well. Why is the Rishus HaYachid Olad Lurakia? Why? Based on what principle? What do you think? What's magic? So you could say it's based on Gudasik Mechitza. You have Mechitza Sasar in the Rishus HaYachid. Gudasik Mechitza tells me whenever I have a regular Mechitza, the Mechitza extends up. So Rishus HaYachid can be Olad Lurakia through the concept of Gurasik Mechitza. So if I say that on top of the Omud there is Gurasik Mechitza, but for some reason it doesn't work in Sukkah, because you need Mechitza's Nikaros for Sukkah, Ke'endira, Niros Keshela, but you really have a din of Gurasik Mechitza on top of an Omud. What should be the din over here? Notz Kana on top of the Omud. And you throw from the Rishus HaRabim on top of the Kana, on top of the Traskel in the Kana, should you be Chayev or should you be Potter? Avad the Chayev, because if you say Gurasik Mechitza, the Rishus HaYachid is Olad L'Rakia even on top of the Amud, so that's Avra Rishus HaYachid, it's Noch, in the Avra of the Rishus HaYachid, then you can talk about Chayev for that. But if you learn, like the Rabbeinu Avram, the Meiri, and the Rambam, that Rav is teaching me a Yisod in Gurasik Mechitzta, not a din in Sukkah, but he is sold in Gurasik Mechitzta, that Gurasik Mechitzta can't apply to the Avra of an Amud Bechlal, because the Mechitzas of the Amud are not Nikoros, Nikoros Lamata. This is Autumn. So if you're teaching me a halach in Shabbos that we never say Gurasik Mechitzta on top of the Amud, so Ken Zayin, it's possible that there's a din Rishus HaYachid on top of the Amud, but it's not Ola on top of that. Right? We can't say Gurasik Mechitzta on top of the Amud. So if you'd be Noatz Kon on top of the Amud and you're a Zarak Al Gabav, you would not be Chayev. That could be an afkamina lemaisa between these two approaches in Rav. That if we say that really Gurasik Mechitzta applies to an Amud, it's just that there's a limitation to Sukkah, that by Sukkah you need Mechitzas Nikaros, Ke'endira, it has to be Niros Keshela Sukkah. But if you really have a din of Gurasik Mechitzta on top of the Amud, then Rishus HaYachid is Olad L'Rakia, even on top of the Amud. So if you're not Kon of Zarek Al Gabav, then you'll be Chayev, because it's Rishus HaYachid even on top of the Amud. But if you say no, there's a din klali that said legabi gurasik mechitzah that it doesn't apply to an amud bechlal. If you don't have mechitzas nikaros on the bottom, then you can't draw the mechitzas up. So then it turns out that you'll have a din rishus hayachid on top of the amud that you'll have, because this is muvdal from the rishus harabim. The avir, who says that avir has a din rishus hayachid as well? So it could be that if you'll be zar to nacha the nachal gabi trasko on the kone, you'll be potter. Okay, this could be the nafkamina that some point out between these different shittas. If you wanna look further, they say that the Ramban in Chidushim on Shabbos and Daf Tzadi Tes, so he wants to suggest that there is no gurasik by an amud at all, even in Shabbos. And he talks about this very case. If you'll turn briefly to the Ramban, it's an involved Ramban in a whole sugya, but I'll just take out the last words of the Ramban. You can do it yourself. But just the last words. The Ramban says, he talks about this very case. He says, V'chi kami boile, the first one online is bezorek by that parenthesis, the bracket. V'chi kami boile, the shayla in the Gemara, question what the shayla in the Gemara there in Shabbos and Tzadi Tes and Reis is talking about. But he says, V'chi kami boile, ki yolahash denami b'shush shal avir p'tur kamonach. that he threw from the Rishus Aravim, and then it was noch in the Rishus of an Avir Ptur. What does that mean? To go Kli, Sha'al Amud Zeh, Sha'kol Gufo B'mokom Ptur Koi, Klomer Lamala Miyud. If it's Lamala Miyud, it's Kol Gufo B'mokom Ptur, it's in this area. What does that mean? So we'll skip down a little bit. V'avirishus hayochid nami lohavi. On top of that area, avirishus hayochid, it isn't. V'chiyamina rishus hayochid ola ad lorakia. Dilma ba'avir chotzer aval ba'omud lo. That's the key line in the Rambam. The Rambam wants to say that maybe if you have a konen, not it's konen, on top of the omud, and it has a trasko on top of that, you throw from rishus harabim onto the trasko, you're going to be potter. Why? It's not nochin rishus harabim. It's not nochin rishus hayochid. Aye, but it's in the avir rishus hayochid. We always say that avir rishus hayochid goes up to the rakia. Says the Ramban, no, rishus hayochid olad l'rakia might be said only by an avir chotzer, not by an avir omud. What kind of a distinction is that? By a chotzer, not by an omud? Yeah, by a chotzer, since you have mechitzos, nikoros, so you can say that asik mechitzta, so then the rishus hayochid is going to go up. By an amud, since it's autumn, you don't have mechitzos nikaros at the bottom of the amud. So then, albeit on top of the amud, you have to say it's a rishus hayachid, because that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that if you throw it on top of the amud, you're going to be chayiv. So the surface of the amud is a rishus hayachid, but it's not going to go higher than that. Lovud, okay, lovud, but not more than a lovud. Right, more than three tefachim or more on top of the amud, that's a makom ptur, that's not rishus hayochid. So if you have some area where it can be noch, but it's more than three tefachim above the rishus hayochid, that's not a hanoch in the rishus hayochid, and a person is not going to be chayav. So this lechora should depend on this question. Do we say that there is a din of gurasik from an amud, it's just there's some special halacha in sukkah, that it's not a mechitza nikeres, and therefore you're not going to be able to use it for mechitzas of sukkah? Or do we say, no, there's no din of gurasik on top of an amud bichlal? It's a din rishus hayochid, because you can have a rishus hayochid without mechitzos. The Meiri says, right? You can have a rishus hayochid without mechitzos because it's moved off from the rishus harabim. But the avir on top of that will not be an avir rishus hayochid. So if you're zorak v'noch al gabe avir on top of the trasko, according to the second shita, you'll taka be.